Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and we'll be in conversation this evening with Crystal Peterson, and we'll be talking about her group's latest record, Crystal Peterson and the Queen City Band, The Recording Spell. Crystal has been connecting with audiences worldwide, touring as lead singer of Grammy Award-winning bassist Victor Wooten's band. In addition, she has launched her own collective, the Queen City Band. They are performing locally and abroad. Their newest record, Spell, recently made its debut, and it's soulful music with strong, fiery vocals, great hooks, anthemic phrases, and contagious beats. Crystal sings deeply and straight from the heart. Hey, let's start a few years back. You actually worked on tour with the Backstreet Boys, didn't you?
Yeah, it was. I graduated from high school in 1999 and had been a studio singer most of my teenage years as a job. My mother is also a vocalist, so she kind of got me started young and then said, hey, if you're going to do it, let's get you doing it as a job. So they were starting a record label at the time, and they were just looking for some new talent. And long story short, they ended up getting connected up with me and picked me up as their first artist on the newest label that they had started with the help of Interscope and their management at the time. So they ended up saying, hey, since we're going to do this, why don't we just have you open up for us? And so I toured with them for about 8 months of 2000-2001 tour.
You know, no matter how it worked out, good experience.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. It's funny because I was going to go to college, and I think I got way more bang for my buck just going ahead and jumping out there, even though it hit me in the face pretty hard. But
yeah, well, you got a real education
yeah.
in the music business.
Right.
Not only being on tour with the Backstreet Boys and playing in front of tens of thousands of people, your experience with the record company business is another steep learning curve. And, you know, a lot of artists know about music, but don't know anything about the music business.
Very true. Very true. It's almost like life has to train you about how to be an artist, how to protect your own vulnerability, and how to, you know, show up in different roles when it's needed. I had a manager who I think had good intentions when I was young, you know, 17, 18. I signed with this guy when I started to go ahead and move out into the industry a little more. And first of all, I thought I knew what I really wanted or what my heart was, but life has a way of curing that for you, testing it, and coming from that place to now and having gone through being pushed around a bit, being told this is what you should do. Your skin needs to be this color. Your hair needs to be this color. You need to wear this. And having gone along with it, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, feeling like, why is all this success making me feel sour? My stomach, my heart, it just doesn't feel right. I mean, just simply, it just doesn't feel right. And even though I'm great at it, I don't feel great. And so my path from that place to now being 34 years old and really feeling more like a woman, having bloomed into that, now I can't see myself doing anything but standing up for what I am as an artist.
Hopefully you got some opportunity to do that when you were singing and touring with bassist Victor Wooten's band.
Oh, I mean, it's the perfect place for that because Vic's all about nature and music and the authenticity of it, even in his virtuosity. And I relate to this so much because he and I were both just basically thrown in with families at a very young age and said, here's an instrument. We're playing this show. Play with us, you know. So he's really all about, here, I'm just going to push you out there and facilitate what's there, which scared the crap out of me, having come from such a place, you know, and leaving the music business and then coming back. I was kind of like, I thought I was ready. And then when he pushed me out there, I was like, no, wait, I'm not ready. But I think he's one of those people that can see the authenticity in a person and is just patiently there while it happens.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. A number of years ago when Victor was still with Bela Fleck, and we had him over at WVXU one afternoon, and I interviewed Victor, and he played solo bass for like a half hour. And it's like, this is a real person. This guy's authentic. And on top of it all, holy man, can this guy play the bass?
Oh, I know. I know. It's like you hear a person that plays well, but you hear something being said to you. There's something really being spoken.
Why don't you tell us about your latest recording, Spell, with the Queen City Band?
Sure, yeah. So after having been on the road with Vic for about 2 or 3 years, I just felt so encouraged and really felt like music was an authentic thing for me. I wasn't just doing it because I was good at it. There was something deep inside compelling me to do it. I wanted to invest it into my community locally and community abroad. So I decided to gather some friends who I knew were great players together. I have a friend also who's a great engineer, and we just got together and recorded this record. I was working with a local label at the time, and no longer there because they didn't want to put the record out, which was an interesting bump in the road for me. But it made me show up, and like I was talking about earlier, and say, are you going to take a hold of your heart and open it up? Or are you going to, because there's no approval coming back at you from the outside, are you going to just stand still and crumble? And my husband and I, and the guys in the band, actually, they were like, we can't let this happen. We've got to put this out. This is only the beginning for us. So we started writing and started recording. And the album was actually done last year, I think in July. And here we are almost in June, but it was just released a month ago.
Yeah, and I do want to tell you, the recording is superior, technically, from an audio point of view. The arrangements are skin tight. The horn section arrangements, man, they're slamming.
Yeah, they're great.
They are really cool. And I tell you what, girlfriend, you're testifying.
Well, I mean, good.
For real.
That's basically all of how I feel through and through. Every time I sing, I feel that there's something that has to come through, has to be said. And I'm willing to be real because I know that we're all raw people inside, no matter what front we put up, you know? And my music is really about being open and honest with one another.
So on your recording, The Spell, great mix of compositions. You know, there's some real just flat out, I'm going to pin you to the wall, belters.
Yeah.
There's some really cool, lighter, jazzier things. And some really, you know, kind of cool mid-tempo, groovy
kind
rock.
Kind of vibey stuff.
Yeah. And I tell you what, man, I enjoyed this record from beginning to end. And, of course, we all have our own favorite tracks. But I tell you what, it's a solid recording, Crystal.
Well, thanks. That means a lot, especially the road to getting it out to hear people say they connect on a real level with it is really, that's just, it's like the ultimate for me.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, let's close out our interview with a couple quotes from your website. For me, these two quotes encapsulated who you are, and who you are comes out in that music.
Okay. I love being under the influence of music, which in turn is being under the influence of the unknown.
Ooh, and the unknown with a capital U.
Yeah. And that's why I love improvisational music, because it incorporates the unknown. Right now, what's the song of now? Let's sing that song, no matter what we have already prearranged. Let's sing what's there in our hearts. And the guys in the band are willing to do that with me, which is fun, scary, and fun.
What's that last quote there?
I love to sing the song of freedom, any song of freedom. And for me, this record Spell is an experience in personal victory and freedom. I hope to build and grow from here as I feel at home in a very genuine place now. This is a gift, and I hope I can stay there. Either way, it's an honor and a privilege to be a musician and a music maker. What did Willy Wonka say? My favorite movie. We are the music makers. We are the dreamers of dreams.
Yeah. Sister, you got soul, baby.
Thank you.
And if you want to experience the soul of Crystal Peterson and the Queen City Band, they will be appearing at the Southgate House Revival on May 29th. More information about Crystal Peterson and the Queen City Band is available on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. Crystal, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It was a joy.
I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.
Me see that thing.